Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. We continue to celebrate National Poetry Month with a reading from Enheduanna, the world's first known poet and author, a Sumerian princess of the 23rd century BCE and high priestess of the goddess Inanna and moon god Nanna. She wrote a number of temple hymns, from which I'll read lines 39 through 46 today, and signed her name to them, which is key and how we know who actually wrote the works the British archaeologist Sir Leonard Woolsey discovered in 1927. O Tummal, exceedingly worthy of the princely divine powers, inspiring awe and dread, foundation, your pure lustration extends over the Apsa, primeval city, reed-bed green with old reeds and new shoots. Your interior is a mountain of abundance built in plenitude. At your feast held in the month of the new year, you are wondrously adorned as the great lady of Kair rivals Enlil. Your princess mother Ninlil, the beloved wife of Nunamnir, has erected a house in your precinct, O Etamal, and taken a place upon your dais. Admiring, respectful, expressing profound awe, gratitude, and honor, much like the hymns we sing in our Lutheran church every Sunday. Last week, we were in 17th century America with Anne Bradstreet. This week, I took on a few Sumerian terms, which weren't as hard as I thought they might be. Next week, it'll be Middle English and a taste of Chaucer. The week after that, I have a delightful Greek myth I can't wait to share with you. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richcreek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.